From Spark and Anvil and Gambit Tales, this is Linnet, the Net Weaver, in Chapter 1 of the Gambit Tales cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Along the willow banks of the Slow Lake, where the reeds grew tall and the wind combed them all one way, there lived a weaver bird named Linnet, whose nests were the wonder of the whole shore. Anyone can build a rough nest, a heap of twigs, a dab of mud. But Linnet wove. She wove hanging baskets of grass, knot over knot, in patterns so fine that the older birds came just to watch her work. And the thing that made Linnet remarkable was not her quick beak or her clever feet. It was this. Before she pulled her very first strand of grass, Linnet could already see the whole finished nest in her mind, every knot, every loop, exactly where it would go. Because of this, Linnet never wasted a strand. She knew that the first strand was not important for its own sake. It was important for what it forced. Once she looped the first strand around a particular reed, that reed could bend only one way, which meant the second strand had exactly one place it could go, which meant the whole nest from the very first knot was already decided. She did not build one piece at a time and hope. She saw the net entire, then cast it, knowing that her first move would leave the world only one reply, and that her second move would finish it. She had never given this a name. She simply saw the finished thing and wove toward it. It would take a small warbler named Reed to name it.
Reed was 7 and impatient, and always built her nests one twig at a time, and they always sagged. One morning, she watched Linnet make a hanging basket in what seemed like 2 clean motions, and she could not understand it.
"You only did 2 things," Reed complained. "2, and it's perfect. Mine take 100 and they fall apart."
"I did 2 things," Linnet agreed, "but I saw them both before I did either. Watch the first strand." She looped a blade of grass around a reed. "Now, because of that loop, this reed can only bend this way. It has no other choice, do you see? The first strand didn't finish anything. It just took away every possibility except one." "And then?" "And then the second strand," said Linnet, tucking it home, "goes into the one place that's left, and the nest is done. The trick was never the second move. The trick was making the first move so that only one answer was possible." Reed stared at the finished basket, swinging gently in the wind. "You saw both moves," she said slowly, "before you started. Like you'd already caught the thing in a net before you even threw it." Linnet ruffled her feathers, pleased. "A net," she said. 2 moves deep. First the strand that leaves one reply, then the strand that closes it. Yes, that is exactly what I weave."
Several winters on, a chunky, cheerful rook in a brass-buttoned waistcoat rode out to the willow banks to see the famous nests. Captain Castle introduced himself and said he ran an academy where children learned the game of 64 squares, and that his very best students had one wall they kept hitting. They could see a mate that was right there in one move, but they could not see a mate that took 2. "They cannot think in pairs," he said. "They cannot make a first move whose only purpose is to force the reply that lets the second move mate. And I have looked a long while for someone who sees 2 moves as one whole thing." Linnet finished a knot and let the nest swing. "I have spent my life," she said, "seeing the whole net before I cast the first strand. A board of 64 squares is only a reed bank with the wind combed straighter. I should love to weave a mate 2 moves deep."
The chessboard, Linnet found, was a willow bank with the reeds set in rows. She met her first class on a windy morning. Captain Castle set a position where the Black King was nearly caught, but not caught and won. The children hunted for a one-move mate, found none, and slumped. There's no mate, said a fox in a green scarf. We checked everything. Nothing wins right now.
Not in one, said Linnet, gently. So let us weave it in two. Watch the first strand. She made a quiet forcing move. Not a check, not a capture, but a move that left the Black King only a single square to go to. See what I have done. The king now has exactly one reply. Every other square is taken from it. I have not mated it. I have forced it. Like looping the first strand so the reed can bend only one way. The children watched the Black King shuffle to its one legal square, exactly as Linnet had said it must. And now, said Linnet, the second strand. She brought her knight around and set it down with a soft click. And this time it was mate. A mate that had not existed a move ago, that only existed because the king had been forced onto that one square. The net is closed. I saw it whole before I cast the first move. The first move was never the point. It was the strand that left only one answer, so that the second move could finish. The fox in the green scarf wrote, "Make the first move leave only one reply," then the second move mates, in her notebook, and read it back twice. Because it opened a door in her head she had not known was there. Captain Castle, in his little boat, sat very still, the way you sit still watching something being woven.
She still weaves her nests along the willow banks, seeing each one whole before she begins. But when the lessons end and the children have gone home, Linnet studies the folded board the way she studies a reed before the first strand, looking not for a move that wins now, but for a first move that forces, that leaves the enemy only one reply, so that a second move, already seen, can close the net.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Linnet the Net Weaver. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.